Blog Talk Radio.
Because there is no medical reason for alopecia. Basically, when you get those big blotches and splotches of missing hair, when you combing hair into the sink and you think that you're going bald, and it doesn't have anything to do with pattern baldness or hereditary factors, anything like that. It has so much to do with what's going on in here, what's going on right here. And anybody who has ever suffered from alopecia knows what I'm talking about. Because a lot of y'all probably went to the doctor and asked, like, what's going on? You know, am I going bald? You know, like, I'm looking like a pre-chemo patient and all of that, and I don't like it, and I really miss my hair, and I like my hair, and I'm trying to keep it. And I've always had thin hair. It's always been kind of brittle and kind of broke off, but I'm trying to keep what little I have. I'm not trying to be out here looking like my head is an old broom or a bad mop stick. I get it. But baldness doesn't come from alopecia. Most people who suffer from alopecia grow their hair back. But they normally grow their hair back when they stop worrying about the alopecia. When you keep combing over and buying all of these products and going on the internet and trying to see what you can do and all of that kind of stuff, it normally hangs around a little bit because the situation that you are in that you've been trying to sweep under the rug probably is saying to you, like,
yeah. Yo.
I said,
yo.
It's basically telling you that you got to get your mind right. You know, those who subscribe to hypnotherapy and Reiki, and yoga, Buddhism, things like that, they understand how the power of the mind drives the body and makes the body do what you need it to do. Not just want it to do, but need it to do. All of us would love to be relieved of all the negative stress. And I have to say negative stress because all stress isn't negative. You have good stress and you have bad stress. And somehow the bad stress wreaks havoc on the body. Now, if you've ever known anybody that suffered from terminal illnesses or from long-term illnesses, you know that those people have heard from their doctors that they have to find ways to reduce their stress level so they can reactivate and add a spark to their immune system so the body can start to fight off the diseases and infections. Which one of y'all have had a cold for a month? Has anybody in here ever had the flu for like a month? Couldn't get rid of it. The thing was hanging around. Just you know, it looked like an after party at a popular Philly club. Everybody just hanging out. Y'all going to the after party? Nah, we just going to chill. You know, we going to drink a little bit more, smoke a little bit more. You know, we just chilling. To the cops come move y'all. Sometimes when you get a cold, you have gotten a cold because your body's defenses were low. Your defenses are your immune system. So when you've gotten to the point where you've been so stressed out, you've been under so much pressure, you've slept so little and worked so hard that your body didn't have enough time to repair itself. So it basically just left you open to suffer from infections and catch diseases and all that kind of stuff. But those diseases and those infections become really hard to fight when you don't get enough sleep. How many of y'all don't be getting no sleep? Y'all ain't got to tell me. I know. You got to get rest. Your body can't repair itself when you are awake. Doesn't work that way. Your body also can't grow muscle. So anybody who has gone to the gym and tried to lose weight or tried to gain muscle, you probably realize that it seemed like you were just spinning your wheels. While you're in the gym, working out, pumping iron and all of that, you look all big and pumped. As soon as you go home, your shit just deflate. You know why? Because that night came along and you didn't get enough rest. In your mind, you're thinking that 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours of sleep is enough rest, and it's not. You should be getting at least 6 hours. They tell you that it's eight, but I'm not going to push the eight on y'all because most of y'all don't get no eight. Most of y'all can't even dream of eight. I get it. I can't even dream of sleeping for 8 hours unless your exhaustion level has been so high that your body lays it down. My old head used to tell me all the time, oh, if you don't lay your body down, your body will lay itself down for you. In other words, you will become immobilized. Like your body needs sleep. It needs time to repair itself. So it rendered you immobile. It rendered you useless and powerless by making you sick. Now you got to rest. Ah, ha, ha. You can't go to work because they said you can't bring your sick ass into work. Or you have an injury that won't allow you to work. Ha, 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 ha. It's not even a joke. I don't mean to make it sound like I'm poking fun at it. But we aren't conscious about these things. But you know what we are conscious of? Blaming other people. You know, you got a bad boyfriend, got a bad girlfriend, got a bad boss, got a bad mama and daddy, got a bad ass kids, got bad uncle and aunt, bad roommates, bad neighbors, bad everything. We're quick to blame our life situation for a lot of the things that we are feeling, the ways that we are feeling, our stress level, our depression, and even sometimes when we are having health issues. It is true. Our life situations have a lot to do with the way that our bodies react. But can it be the person? Can a person give you alopecia? Well, according to what do you call a skin doctor? What do you call skin? Dermatologist. According to your dermatologist, not only is your alopecia not your husband's fault, but your acne ain't your wife's fault. But I'm telling you, my acne was under control. I ain't had no acne since I was like 16, 17 years old. My skin be clear, clear as a bell. If I wore a bell, it was clear. Then all of a sudden, you know, shorty be checking my phone. She be going on my social media. She be breaking into my laptop. She be acting all crazy. She be accusing me of things I ain't do. She be calling my exes. She be stressed. She be telling my mom stuff. She be doing all kinds of stuff. She be claiming that she pregnant when she not. You know, all kinds of, I'm telling you. And I got pimples. Dermatologist is like, how much water you drink a day? I drink some. I had some water yesterday. Did you have some today? I had some. Like when I brushed my teeth, I swallowed a little bit, but I probably messed myself up because that was tap water. Well, try drinking, even if you got to drink the tap water, as toxic as you may suspect that it is. Drink about a gallon of it for a week, a day, like a gallon of it a day. Kick it around. See how it goes. You may be surprised of the results that you get. It may really, really work out for you. Women should really, really take heed to that. You know, all of these chicks that be, you know, that let's say you're a woman who has acne problems, maybe even serious other skin irritants or, you know, skin conditions like psoriasis or what's the other one? You know, I don't know. Okay. You know, the other one. You know, y'all ain't going to help me out in none today, huh? Y'all just going to, all right, don't it start with a P? Psoriasis starts with a P. So that should be like psoriasis. But I'm talking about the other one. Carol says, water is great for skin, skincare. It's the basis for great skin. People don't know that water will keep you from getting sick in a lot of ways, not just your skin. Water, you know, most of 60%, what is it, 65% of our bodies are made up of water. So if you put the right type of water in your body, it's basically like keeping your engine running. You know, you keep the right kind of oil in your engine, your car is going to run right. Your engine is going to last long. You start slacking on your oil changes and keeping your oil up to par, then all of a sudden things start breaking down engine-wise, which gets very expensive. Carol says, I use olive oil on my skin or coconut oil. That's what's up. And plus, you can, you know, fry chicken. Coconut oil is very good for frying chicken. It's a high-quality oil.
What's that other skin condition I'm talking about? All right, forget it. I'll do it myself. Do 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 do. What are the most common skin conditions? The 10 most common skin conditions are, and none of these are the ones I'm talking about. That's interesting. Acne, atopic dermatitis, eczema. That's the one. Eczema. That's what I was looking for. Cal, you never use coconut oil to fry chicken? I use it all the time. It's a really high quality oil. And it heats up because it heats up hotter than other oils. And so it heats up hotter and faster than other oils, and it lasts longer. So whereas like vegetable oil, you probably only want to use vegetable oil to cook like once, maybe twice. Coconut oil, you can get like five, six uses out of that joint. For real. It holds up. The second best to coconut oil is olive oil, where they say that the best oil is sesame seed oil. But yeah, any oil you can fry chicken in. But coconut oil, we have in that chicken, right? Y'all know I love some fried chicken, right? You're right, Carol, but the eczema doesn't start with a P, but I couldn't remember. Okay, so acne. Okay, atopic dermatitis, which is eczema, shingles, herpes zoster, that's the code name, hives, sunburn, contact dermatitis, diaper rash, rosacea, athlete's foot. I didn't know athlete's foot was considered a skin condition, but it makes sense, right? Basal cell carcinoma. You know what I'm surprised they didn't say? Yeast infections and jock itch. Because jock itch is supposed to be the male version of a yeast infection, right? And I guess they look at, maybe they saying because yeast infection is mainly internal for women, it's still skin. You still be it. Don't it be itching? Don't it be itching? You know what I mean? Coochie be itching. You think your man done burned you or something like that. You know what I mean? You find out, oh, I can clear this up with a little badger seal. Mia says, I was thinking eczema, but couldn't get the spelling. Listen, I couldn't even think of it. I had a straight brain freeze. But good looking out, y'all. But yeah, so these are basic skin conditions. But a lot of these skin conditions are exacerbated, elevated when your stress levels are high. So you can really be believing that your husband or your wife gave you acne. Your man or your woman gave you acne. Your job is giving you acne. You running around here looking like a pizza face. But you know these women out here, a lot of these women out here be trying to cover up their acne if they've always had skin conditions. If they've always suffered from acne. You know how newborn babies be having acne. You know that little cute baby acne. Look at that little bumpy baby. Got a little bumpy baby. You know, babies be having acne. But it normally clears up. Now, once we start drinking too much sugary drinks, you know, the juice, you know, my generation, we drunk the terrible juices. Bunch of sodas. We were there for the invention of the high fructose corn syrup. Well, we even drunk little hugs and those little wax sticks that had the little hug juice in them. Remember them? Remember them little wax? They had like a little bit of juice in them, and that was little hug juice. We used to drink them, John. Why did they invent that? Why were we eating wax, a juice with little? I don't remember the name of them, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Them little wax sticks with the juice in them. so-called juice. It was nothing but sugar water. And, you know, a lot of sugary drinks are really bad for your skin. A lot of salty things are really bad for your skin. But they can both elevate your stress level because your body only works the way it's supposed to work. Your body only wants the food that it's asking for. So when you get a craving, whenever you get a craving, that's your body's systems asking for a particular thing. But we give it the substitute. Like if you were in a mood for a big juicy steak, you know, grilled to perfection, medium rare, medium well, you know, just a little bit of pink, no blood, just a little bit of pink, well, however you want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Some Worcestershire sauce on it. Whatever. That's your body telling you that you need something salty. It wants something salty. But it's asking for something salty that's nutritious for you. Your body only asks for nutrition, but consciously, we don't know that. Subconsciously, the body is perfect. It only asks for what it wants, and it only processes the things that it asks for. So it can run like the perfect machine that it was designed to run like. We don't always get that. So we give it what we consciously think it wants. Oh, yeah, I want some ice cream. Yeah, your body is asking for something sweet, but it's asking for something nutritiously sweet. We don't give it something nutritiously sweet. We give it what we crave for, what we think our tongue wants. The tongue, baby. So, yeah, being in a stressful relationship or a stressful situation can definitely wreak havoc on your immune system and prevent you from being able to get well, but it can also increase your chances of developing negative reactions to the body. Now, it's interesting that these top 10 most common skin conditions are what they are. And I want to ask y'all, how many of y'all have had these types of reactions to stressful situations? How many of y'all suffer from hives? I know I do. And it's a crazy thing, hives. You know, there used to be times when I don't even know what was going on. But I would scratch and I would see the scratches. Like I scratched myself hard. I would see like welts. Scratch my arm. Welt. I'm like, what is going on? I'm looking like, you know what I mean? I'm looking like I tried to pick up a really mean stray cat. But I might have been itching from something and I scratched and then, you know, the scratch welted up and formed hives. It's all stress related. It's all stress related. That's all it is. You know, you got to get that stress out of your life. But you can't necessarily, you know, what we consciously try to do is we try to eliminate the stress by eliminating exactly what we think the stress is and where it's coming from. So I got to block these niggas on social media. Got to quit my man or my wife. I got to get these negative people out of my life. They toxic. I got to block that toxic. Toxic. If there is any overused word on the internet, it has to be toxic. Everybody, yeah, I got to get these toxic. Oh, it's almost the beginning of the year. Time to get these toxic people off my timeline. Got to get these toxic people off my timeline. You're really talking about your news feed, you dummy. But I get it. I get it. don't know. If you can't scroll down a page, if you can't scroll down your news feed and skip over things that don't apply to you or matter to you or that you don't like, I think that something is wrong with you. I don't think that you eliminating or blocking people or unfriending people, I don't think that's going to help you. I don't think it's going to help you. Because there aren't any places that you can go where you're not going to encounter anybody getting on your nerves or where everybody is going to act in a way that you agree with or that everybody is going to do what you like. Nowhere in the world do I know that it works that way. Not in your home, not at your job, not at your clubs, nowhere. You're going to have disagreements. You're going to have, well, disagreements should be a chance for you to learn something new, but people don't look at it that way. Social media has made people, you know, so adverse to any kind of conflict or disagreement. I guess that's how it is when you don't know people. Because, you know, the people that you know, you already know that you can't control them. You can't make them do what you want. And you've accepted that. But you might have a problem accepting that you can't make people who you don't know do what you want. It's kind of foolish. And that's why that pimple pops up. All up under the skin. All up under the neck. Yeah, I see y'all. I see all y'all cats that be, you know, they got beards, y'all be shaving, or y'all clean, y'all so-called clean face cats. You know what I mean? Y'all neck be mad bumpy, son. Y'all be Bumpy Johnson. Y'all hell up in Harlem. Y'all Bumpy John. I got a bump or two. They don't be hanging out a lot because I drink water. I drink my water. Move around a little bit. You know, people who sweat a lot don't normally have a lot of acne. You ever notice that? They be wiping themselves, dabbing themselves, but when they wipe themselves, they be clean. They might stink, but they might also use good deodorant and drink good foods that doesn't cause them BO. Plus, they might wash their ass. Shout out to people who sweat a lot that wash their ass. You got to wash your ass. And yeah, I'm talking about your actual physical ass. I'm being literal. Well, a lot of people seem to believe that they can be in the bathroom all day, and just because they wipe well, they good for the day. You got to wash your ass. Ain't nothing worse than when a person drops they draws, and you be like, can you imagine how many doctors have had to encounter people? You know, they had to examine somebody, you know, probably beautiful women, handsome men, come in there looking clean as the Board of Health. They drop their pants, you like, they only drop their pants. They ain't even take their drawers off. So you got to wash your ass. But people who sweat a lot normally have pretty decent skin. And one of the reasons that they normally have pretty decent skin is because their body is pushing out all those toxicities. It's pushing them out. That's what sweat is. It's getting rid of the unnecessary water, unnecessary liquid in your body, but you have to replenish. And out in the liquid, in the sweat, are all the impurities and all of the waste matter that you don't need in your pores. So sweating is a good thing. But you know, some people try not to sweat. And a lot of times those people, those dry people be having B.O. B.O. You stink. You stink. No offense, but you stink. Jock itch, fungal infection, yeast kind of falls under the same family. Overgrowth of yeast. No biscuits. Me, them little wax juice was good. Yeah, but they was bad for us. But I don't know about you, Mia, but I used to chew the damn wax. Why? Why? Now, I know that wax wasn't good for us, but you ain't going to tell me one of these kids out there ain't swallow some of that wax. If you swallow gum when you was young, you ain't going to tell me you ain't eat none of them wax out of them little wax juices. But I'm still trying to figure out why we were eating wax juices. Juices sealed in wax. Carol says, one of my granddaughters had really bad eczema, and the dermatologist suggests we bathe her and use Vaseline on her damp skin. It worked on the itching and healed her skin outbreaks. Okay. All right. TK Wright says, not hives, but I've lost hair from stress. That alopecia be scary, boy. When you comb your hair to the sink and you be like, yeah! Oh, my God. And you know how you're conscious of the fact that it is stress, so you try to automatic, like okay, I'm not going to think about it, I didn't see it. I'm going to make it go away, I'm going to do 100 push-ups today, I'm going to do 55 jumping jacks, I'll get the stress out, I'm going to go renew my gym membership, I don't care what it is, Planet Fitness, LA Fitness, whatever, I'm going to go back to Holiday Spa, the Bally's, whatever, I got to get the stress out. Sometimes trying to forget about the stress is the thing that stresses you out a lot. Carol says, if it don't apply, let it fly. That's what we say. But people ain't following that shit. Carol says, also says, if I get an outbreak on my skin, it's usually from stress. And she also says, wait, you mean there are really people who don't? Yeah. Yeah. There are a lot of people out here who don't wash their ass. You know, once a day ass washes. Mm-mm. You got to freshen that ass up. Ladies, you may have men who, if you've ever dated a basketball player, or a football player, but definitely a basketball player. You know what a man smells like after he gets finished running ball. I don't care whether he runs on a team or if he runs, you know, just around the way at the local court at the playground. Niggas stink like hot. I mean, they be stinking to high heaven. That's why when most cats go to play basketball, they wash up real good before they get out there in that court. Because you're going to be stinking. You play basketball for a half an hour or an hour, you're going to be stinking. That's why I'll be watching games on TV, I'll be like, and they be interviewing them right after the games, I'll be like, that nigga stink. He stink. His underarms might be okay, but you can best believe that balls and ass, he stink. And ball, and anybody who has ever worn ball shorts, you know, that I don't know if basketball players have a set of uniforms that they wear. You know, it's 82 games in basketball. So I don't know how many uniforms they have, but I know this. You wouldn't be able to wear one uniform from one day to the next. So I don't know what the laundry situation is or how many uniforms they get. But I know this. You cannot run ball and wear that again without washing it. It's made of this material. And this material, I forget the name of it, but this material holds funk. That sweatpants shit, it holds funk. So you a dirty, nasty ass, and you wear, if you wear ball shorts or sweatsuit material, and it holds that funk. You fail to wash it, it's gonna be stinking. It stunk yesterday. It stink even more today. Yeah, flies. Basketball players stink. And anybody who knows, any of y'all women who have ever dated a basketball player, you know that nigga was stinking. So as soon as he got off the court, he had to run straight to the showers. Now, any of y'all that gave y'all man head or had sex with him right off the basketball court, you nasty as hell. Y'all mess around and give each other some salmonellas and some E. coli or something. Couples who are close, couples who have worked out with each other. Listen, I don't care what kind of pedestal you put your woman on. If you ever worked out with your woman, you smelled her in all her sweaty glory. And once you know a woman that way, you know him for real, for real. You might have thought you knew him from having sex. Mm-mm. When she work out good, she can't hide that. She can't hide that. That's her real smell. That's God-given right there. You can't perfume that out. Once you get past that, though, y'all relationship should be more pretty harmonious. As long as you don't use that against her later on. Like, that's why you be stinking. That's why you be stinking. You know, women be talking about something. Listen, your drawers be dirty. All them damn, skid marks in your drawers. Because a man didn't wash his ass. He might be a once-a-day ass washer. Nigga nasty. Okay. Mia said, I'm sure I probably did swallow a little wax. Carol says, skin breakouts also remove toxins from your body. Well, it's toxins all up in them pimples. That's why when you puss them, the white shit comes out. Those are your white blood cells. Just trying to fight that infection. You gave me alopecia. Oh, alopecia almost sounds like a girl name. Hey, yo, alopecia. Hey, yo, Pecia. Yo, Pecia, I know you hear me, Pecia. Answer the phone, Pecia. Pecia at the door. Hello? Can I speak to Alopecia? No, she's not here. She's not here. Can I speak to Alopecia? No. Alopecia's not here. Alopecia's not here. She's not here. All right. Anyway. Carol says, because we were kids and we didn't know any better than to eat the wax. TK Wright says, dated both, smelling like moldy hot mouth.
We have no more information.
Moldy hot tamales. Yo. Listen. Picture it. 1995. My brother played basketball.
starting for the for Community College of Philadelphia. I went to go see one of his games. And after the game, him and his girl, I was taking him to the crib. He went straight from the court to my car. I had a truck. And I mean, I had a truck, like a pickup truck. I had a 1995 Dodge Dakota, single cab. He got up in that car. He got up in that truck, whatever. I was like, my nigga, I'm looking at him. I'm looking at his girl. I was like, so we gonna act like I'm the only one that's smelling this fucking horse that just got up in there? We gonna act like I'm the only one who smell livestock up in here? We gonna act like I'm the only one that smell this barn waste? We gonna act like I don't smell sheep, goat, horse, cow, steer, chicken, pig, all up in this. What time of year was this? It was in the wintertime. I rolled my windows down. I ain't even say nothing. Like, yeah, I'm rolling the windows down with the heat on. I'm like, so his girl must be love. Yeah, I know my brother was no dirty nigga, so I know he went home. He went right to the crib and got in the shower, I'm sure. But what did you do with them clothes? Because they should have been burned like flags. They should have been burned like American flags from defectors. Next time y'all catch the subway home, let the townspeople smell that shit. Better yet, just instead of, listen, I would have waited for you to take the shower, dog. I wasn't in no rush like that. Carol says, Lord, yes, I experienced that with my son as a teenager. Woo, teenagers stink. Teenage boys stink. They stink. Yo, they stink. What is it with their feet? What is it with teenage boys and their feet? See, I never had a chance to have stinky feet. My big sister, Shell, she was a beast when it came to feet. She ain't play. He's like, nah, we going to wash these feet. I'm going to show you how to do it, and you're going to do it. I'm going to check you every day to make sure that it's done. She had a thing about stinky feet. And she dated basketball players and football players because she was a cheerleader. And I imagine she stunk too. Yes, I imagine she stunk too. But she was a very clean girl. At least when I ain't never give her the sniff test after a game. TK Wright says you have multiple uniforms. I should hope so, but the multiple uniforms got to be clean. And she says I played. We took extra measures to not stink. Powder, deodorant, baking soda, rose water. Good. Good. Carol says, you mean the railroad tracks? Me says, I don't understand people that only you ain't talking about the railroad tracks and it's draw. Yo, man, make it stop.
Mia says, I don't understand people that wash only a few times a week. Well, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to take it back to the medieval days in Europe. The Europeans started all that not washing shit. So naturally, they the ones who invented all that cologne shit. Like, we'll just make something to deodorize it. Now, how about you clean it? Stop spreading disease all over the world. All right, anyway. Carol says, me either, Mia. I work, and when I come home, I shower as well as before I got to work. Okay, Mia says, oh, or justify not washing their children every day. Man, I done seen people only wash newborn babies off. Oh, you just going to wipe them off? You just going to wipe the baby off? You just going to start the baby off in his dirty journey, huh? Dirty journey. Journey. Just a small time girl. Living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy. Born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. Faithfully bearing it. Okay, all right. Carol says, not the horse. Carol, that smell was an awakening. I wanted to go get my car detailed after, you know what I mean? I'm like, listen, this joint ain't it. He done messed up my whole ride. I started to call my insurance company like, yo, I think I might have a claim. Need some new seats in my ride. Somebody broke into my car and put a sheep and a goat up in it. I don't know. It smells like, listen, I got goat. Listen, send an adjuster out. And when the adjuster smell my truck, he's going to agree. TK Wright says, Mia, there are medical professionals that say it's healthier not to wash too much. I'm always like, yeah, they say that because of your skin. They say that the skin, you wash off the good parts of your skin when you wash too much or you use antibacterial soap. I get that. Just use regular soap. You know what I mean? Go back to the ivory. Carol says, dang the whole farm. I'm talking about E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm, we have some stinking basketball players. E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm, we have some stinky football players. E-I-E-I-O. And an athlete here and an athlete here. Here stink, there smell, everywhere stink smell. Old McNigger had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. The name of this show is supposed to be called You Gave Me Alopecia. So I meant to just talk about how the stress of being in a relationship could be making your hair fall out, making you get all bumpy Johnson, all crazy, and how, you know, clogging up your pores with makeup. And I'm sure y'all have seen it. Y'all have female friends probably way more than me. Y'all have seen, you know, people, you've seen your girlfriends try to mask their acne by putting on more and more foundation and makeup and all that kind of stuff. And it's just making the problem worse. You got to let them pores breathe and drink a gallon of water. Keep drinking till you can't drink no more. Drink, drink, drink till you just can't drink no more. Drinking, drinking no more. You can't drink water no more. Drinking. No, not no water substitutes. Not no Gatorade. Not no ginger ale. You know, ginger ale is for your stomach, not for your skin. You know, definitely try to stay away from sodas. Try to stay away from artificially flavored drinks. You know, and that would be Gatorade, and that would be all the Minute Maid and the Tropicana juices that don't that say 10% juice. You know, all of that stuff is all sugar. It tastes good. They taste good. But, you know, you think your man is causing you acne, and you find out that it's the things you've been eating. The things that we put in our body, the things that we eat are the things that either make us sick or make us well. And until we submit to that fact and start living by those rules, man, listen, we're going to be scratching and bitching and covering, you know what I'm saying, complaining. Oh, my God. Carol said, yes, raging hormones and funk mix. Raging hormones and funk. We ain't talking about confunction. Oh, hold on now. Funk. I know the words are fun, but we talking about stink. Funk. Funk. Shout out to Confunction. That was a great song. That was one of the best endings to a song I've heard in my life, actually. Misa, Carol says she showers 3 times in the summer. Misa says she do it twice a day. She also says I'm always on my baby boy about washing his dang underarms, smelling like a hoagie with extra onions. I'm like, why do you feel comfortable smelling your pit? Pisses me off. A hoagie. You know when little boys start getting more conscious about their hygiene? When they start discovering little girls, you know, let your little boy go to school and overhear one of them girls, one of them pretty little girls, you know, talking about, you know, he cute, but he be stinking or something like that. Well, you know, he smell a little tart. Trust me, he going to be washing. A lot of little boys started, you know, being more conscious of their hygiene when they went away to summer camp and things like that, because, you know, kids could be cruel and very honest. You know, it's hard to go to school and stink and get away with it. It was hard when we was young. It's hard now. Kids can be very cruel. Now, you might not mind your brothers and your sisters and your mom and your dad, you know, smelling you or whatever. But you ain't trying to have your peers. You ain't trying to have your peers or have your reputation being that of the stinky boy or the smelly girl. That's what you don't want. Carol Chamberlain, thank you so much for that super sticker. I appreciate me some you. Yes, I do. Carol says, Ivory will show you how dirty you really are with that film. Yeah, man. Remember when Zest soap first came out? Everybody liked Zest because it didn't leave leave the ring around the tub. You know what I mean? That was the good thing about Zest back in the day. Some soaps be lying on you. Like that damn African black soap, you could just put that soap in the water and it cause a ring around the tub. So it's like, ain't nobody that dirty. It done washed. This it got the tub looking like you washed your complexion off. Like, damn, you light skinned? I ain't know. Like, come on, man. We not doing that. We ain't doing that.
Fuck.
You gave me alopecia. I ain't had no alopecia before I started messing around with you. You got me all messed up. You don't show me no love. You don't show me no attention. You don't act like you care. And you get on my nerves, and I know you cheating. And I know you've been lying. And you'll never own up to nothing that you do. And you ain't working hard enough. And you ain't pulling your weight. And you ain't contributing nothing. And I might be pregnant. Oh, my God. My head's falling out. But one good thing about women getting pregnant, you ain't never heard of no woman being pregnant and her hair falling out. Them hormones during pregnancy are all good. Skin be good, motherfucker, while you pregnant. He says one of the work vehicles is destined for one person because he's so dirty. He infested the truck with fleas. Oh, my God. No one will sit in anything behind him. Oh, my gosh. Ooh. Ooh. He said, Carol, he smells so badly. No one walks anywhere near him. I feel like the funk going to get him. Oh, my. Yo, how do you have a job? How do you have a job and you coming to work like that? Nobody said nothing? They don't have no rules, don't they? Don't most jobs have a rule against, you know, you being at work stinking and you know, they there's a word they use for it. No offensive smells. As a matter of fact, you're not supposed to have even perfume or cologne that's so strong because it can actually activate other people's allergies and create an unhealthy health condition at work. You stink! So, I mean, if you feel like your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your spouse could give you alopecia, do you think that they could give you stink too? Could they give you the funk? I live by the funk. I die by the funk. I don't know. If somebody can make you stop washing the way that you used to wash, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Because that's a bad look. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, we small, but we significant. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. And we talking about, you gave me alopecia. Can't believe you. You gave me the pecia. Why you gave me that? Why you gave me that? Why you gave me alopecia, man? Why you got me that? Yeah. But you got to find a way to manage your stress. You have to find a way to manage your stress. Get that stress monkey off your back. Because you're going to wind up, you know, easily being prone to catching infections, diseases, and they're going to linger. And not only just infections, y'all, but stress can keep you from, it can keep bones from healing. It can keep muscles from developing. You know, I talked a little bit about how, you know, people who go to the gym, you know, they work out and they be all pumped up. Well, it worked out. The pump, see? Look, got the pecs. Got the pecs. You know what I mean? Doing their thing. Peck, 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 peck. peck, peck, peck. And as soon as a few hours go by, they're not all pumped up. They're not all, you know, puffed up and looking all photo shoot ready like they were when they were in the gym. A lot of that has to do with the fact that you're not getting good sleep. And good sleep can not only make your muscles grow, it can also help you to lose weight. So my people out there who've been dieting, doing cardio and all of that kind of stuff, none of that is worth anything if you cannot get the sleep that you need in order to trigger the responses in your metabolism that will have your metabolism eat up the fat. You know, so for all my people out there with the pot belly, they got the tummy going on, you got to get some rest. Do your sit-ups, do your crunches, do your rolling pins, do your leg lifts, do whatever it is that you do for your stomach. But if you expect it to go down, you have to get some rest, and you have to eat right. Yeah, Carol's saying it just now. Stress also affects your stomach. It does. A lot of people you see out here with the big stomach are out here with the big stomach because they're not getting enough rest. You can't lose weight in a good way. Now, wait a minute. I know we've all known a person that lost all this whole crazy weight because they say they were stressed out. There's normally more behind that. You know, maybe they didn't want to lose that kind of weight. So, you know, maybe the body does the opposite of what you're looking for it to do when you're under high levels of stress leading to depression and all of that. And depression ain't good for nobody. There may be a such thing as good stress and bad stress, but there's no such thing as good depression and bad depression. There ain't no such thing. No, sir. Carol says, I think it's a touchy subject at work. You have to handle it very carefully. You do. Mia says, he's been written up so many times about his beat. You mean to tell me that you got a write-up which has an effect on your bottom line and your ability to be able to keep a means of income, and you ain't washed your ass? To be something unplugged up here. Because being dirty ain't fun. I mean, how many of y'all have been dirty? You know, like you couldn't get to a shower or whatever all day, especially on a hot summer day, and you out, you just all sweaty and nasty and just feel icky. And you might be in a situation where you can't stop that for now. Yeah, being dirty ain't fun. Carol says it may be a medical problem with the boy. Oh, no. Carol said, Mia says stress can be a killer. It has claimed many lives. You know, shout out to all my cancer survivors out there. And for people who are not survived, people who are living with cancer, let's say that. You got to get that stress off of you. You got to get your stress off of you because it's really hard to stop the production of cancer cells when you're really, I know just having cancer or even having the announcement of having cancer, the diagnosis can be so stressful, but you got to find a way to relieve that stress. Whether it's exercise, changing your diet, which really helps, or whether it's, meditation, yoga, Reiki, hypnosis, please do yourself a favor. Try to find a way to get your mind right, because your mind controls the body and it will make the body do what it wants it to do. The mind is in control, and you can be in control of your mind, but you have to learn how to get control. You have to learn how to get the upper hand. It is possible, though. Help is on the way, and it's definitely available. When I started going bald, it ain't had nothing to do with alopecia. It was male pattern baldness. That's what that was. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I miss having hair. But, hey, it is what it is. This is what it is. I don't miss having hair enough to go down that crazy road of doing that, all that old crazy stuff that people, that men are doing nowadays in barbershops and hair salons. And that's not an option for me. For me and men like me, we men like me. We men from, we that old school, men wear blue, boys wear blue, girls wear pink. We from that era. We ain't doing none of that rainbow or extra cutesy shit. I'm sorry. I mean, for men out there that doing that, they do what they do. But over here, we don't do that, nor do we condone that. When I first accepted that, you know, I was going bald, I did what all black men do. We cut it down low, you know, rock the fade and all of that. I was still able to get waves and all of that. I was spinning, you know what I mean? All that old good stuff. Once I realized, like, it's over, I took the clippers. I took the clippers that you shape up your hair with. I took them and started shaving with those. People thought that, did I do that yet? No. I put the clippers on his lowest setting because I didn't want to start shaving yet. Shaving is a pain in the ass. So people thought I was already had a baldy because it was so close. You know, think Boris Cujo. You know, Boris Cujo, you know, he kept his head low, like he looked bald, but he had a hairline. But think like that. So after a while, you know, when I finally started shaving it, it was after about two, three years, something like that. But that was me, you know. I was already prepared. My brother is younger than me. He had already went the baldy route. My man Lawrence, he had already went the baldy route. We knew what we had to do. We all fought it till we realized, oh, the fight is out of our hands. What we wasn't going to do is be running around here looking like George Jefferson or you know, like it's a big hole in your head, in the middle of your head. You ever see cats with that mess? That's stressful in and of itself. They ain't got no hair here, and they still got a hairline. They got a hairline. Hair looking like a dome stadium. Yeah. Head looking like a dome stadium. You got hair all back here. You got a hairline popping, a hair on the side, but in the middle. What you got? So you went to the barbershop to get that? What you got? MetLife Stadium? The Silver Dome? The Super Dome down in New Orleans? What you got? Yeah, that is the worst. Being all sweaty, hot, and dirty, and can't do nothing about it. You know, you get all self-conscious, like you don't want nobody near you, and all of that. You probably ain't even stinking, but you know, you like, I ain't built to. I'm not in the condition to be near nobody. If you're not here, by my side. Only your love keeps me alive. All right. Let's keep it moving. Keep it moving, baby. You gave me alopecia. Hey, yo, Peisha. 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 Can you fry me some lamb chops? Pork chops? Can you fry me some pork chops and apple sauce? All right. Oh, man. Mia says, man, listen, after doing a double at work in the summer, all I want is a shower. Cal says, I meant to say you're looking rather fly. Your ego. Oh, thanks, Cal. Thanks. You know what I mean? Just a little. You know what I mean? And look, I worked out today. Y'all see, I'm looking extra. You know, I'm going to take a nap later and make my muscles grow. Look, I'm getting big. Gotta get some rest, man. And listen, I need to practice what I preach, because I don't be getting the rest that I really need to get, but I be trying. At least I'm not saying like, yeah, I'm good with 3 or 4 hours. No, I'm not. I need more. I need more. Because I get cranky when I'm tired. Anybody who knows me know I get a little irritable. I get a little cranky. You don't really want to be around a God when I haven't slept well. Plus, my mind doesn't work very well, I should say. Carol says, I hate hugging sweaty people. I feel like the funk will linger on me. Mia says, oh, your bald head looks good. Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And I mean, look, there are no other options for me. You know, but I tell you, I tell you what, with you got the super dome down there in the Big Easy, but you know, there are a lot of guys who are bald and know that they're bald, but they don't be shaving their head, throwing a hat up on their baldy all the time. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Baseball Cap. Like, man, if you don't. And shout out to dudes who go to the barbershop to get their hair shaved. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, you can't learn to shave your hair. Listen, I don't use a mirror or none of that. I don't have to. Listen, I can look at a brick wall and basically see my reflection. What do you need to see? It's all coming off. Feel your head. Take the damn razor. Feel your head. Feel where the hair is and start shaving. You're not going to cut yourself. When you think you're done, feel all around. Take your fingers. If you feel stubble, take the razor again. Hit it. You know what I mean? It's all coming off. It's not like you shaving a hairline like, okay, I got to shave. No, nothing complicated about it. You know, it's not like you're using a straight razor. Even I don't know how to use a straight razor. But, you know, some Gillette, Chicks, Bix, whatever. You know, whatever it is that you got to do. And make sure you listen. Brothers, make sure that you use quality razors. Use quality razors. You in the razor department, you definitely get what you pay for. You get them little cheap single razors or just those two ply razors, whatever. You gonna hurt yourself. Be head bleeding all about the head and all of that. Get some that have at least 3 blades. I recommend the 4 or 5. Because you want a clean, smooth shave where it don't feel like you pulling the hair out. When you got a single blade or a double blade, it feel like you literally pulling the hair out of your pores. Like you lifting up the hair and trying to cut it. said, me too. Real cranky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to get your rest. You got to get your rest. And like my old head said, you don't want to lay yourself down, your body will lay you down for you. Don't worry. He got you. We got you. It's going to be all right. All right, we about to get on up out of here, y'all. Let's get on up out of here. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious November 27th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Tiffany Rouse. Happy birthday to you. And Callie Fire, happy birthday to you. And Shirley, AVZ or ABS, okay. Happy birthday to you. And Arelis M. Garcia, happy birthday to you. And Rachel Akusa George, happy birthday. And Medinar Alexandra, turning 34 years old today. And Anthony Jeffries, turning 35 years old today. And Regina Thompson, happy birthday to you. And my man Taj Runnit, turning 30 years old today. And Nicole Smith, go get a Nicole. Nikki Smith, happy birthday to you. And my girl Jennifer Craig, happy birthday. And my girl go-getter Leslie E. Hicks Gorham, happy birthday to you. And my man, comedian, legend, Noel. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. November 27th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I hope that today finds you in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. You rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great thing happens to grind and anything. Happens when you go for yours. So go hard, go for yours, and remember. Man, you gave me alopecia. Man, stop blaming your girl, your man, your spouse, your kids, your job. All of those things contribute to your stress level and can have your skin all bumpy and itchy and your head having all kinds of dollar or 50 cent piece holes and missing hair in your scalp. But as soon as you get your mind right, as soon as you balance your scales, as soon as you start to relax more, you going to get what you bargained for, and your hair going to grow back, pills going to go away, you going to feel better about today, and I hope that it happens real soon, because we got to do what we got to do, and you are the best person that you could be, but you got a little journey coming up, and you'll see how fulfilling life can be, and I hope the best for you, see, and I hope that you want the same things from I. And we're going to still get fly. And we do what we got to do to get by. Just like my man said in the song. You know what I'm talking about. My man. What's his name? Just to get by. Just to get by. Talib Kweli. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Y'all have the best day, the greatest day that you could ever imagine. Starting right now. Starting right now, brothers. Start right now, sisters. It's going to be all right. But there are certain medications and treatments that you can use in order to remedy your alopecia and your acne or whatever kind of conditions that have been brought on by the stress of your life. But think about those natural remedies. You don't want to pop pills to a healthy life on your way to a healthy life. You know what I mean? Do the things that you know you'll be able to do even when no other resources are available. Shoot. learn how to meditate, learn how to do breathing techniques, learn how to do yoga, things like that. I'm telling you, they work. They work, 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 work. All right. So, Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah, 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 yeah.